Justice was adopted from the child welfare system in Massachusetts when she was 8 years old. She came into the child welfare system when she was 3 months old, and her adoptive family was her sixth or seventh placement. Justice and her adoptive mother, Kim, discuss portions of their adoption story.
What's your favorite part of our adoption story?
My favorite part about our adoption story is the fact that when I was adopted, I felt like I could finally be a kid. Because, when I went through foster care and I didn't have the best experience in foster care, I always felt like I had to be an adult and protect my sisters and, you know, grow up too quick. And then when I was adopted, I finally was able to be able to just be a child and enjoy a childhood and feel safe.
Yeah.
Which I didn't feel that for my whole childhood before I was adopted.
Yep.
And I was able to have family and support and love. And even though love was very scary for me,
mm-hmm.
you guys never gave up on us. You never gave up on me. You never gave up on, you know, my brothers and sisters. As much as we tried to do everything to push you guys away, and as much as we tested you, especially me.
I don't know if you were the biggest tester, but you did your work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was always, I guess it was always just the warmth and the love and the, it didn't matter that, you know, I was adopted. I was your daughter. I was dad's daughter.
And did you, so let me ask you a question. Did you always know that, or is that in hindsight?
It was in hindsight.
Yeah.
Because when I first was adopted and I was testing you guys, I always felt like, this is going to be the time where I'm going to get kicked out, or I'm going to be told to move,
yeah.
or I'm going to get beat, or, you know, I felt like a lot of the time when people said that they loved me and cared about me, it was always at what cost.
Right.
They love me,
right.
but what are they going to do to me? They love
right.
me, but they're going to... So I always felt like something was coming, something was brewing, and for a long time I had to protect my sister. So you remember, you know, any time Tanya, you would just talk to Tanya and say, you know, Tanya, you can't, you know, sneak food into your room because we just ate dinner, and if you want something, you can just ask, and I'll be more than happy to give it to you. And before you can even say anything to her, I'm doing something worse, because I had that fear that,
yeah.
oh my God, I'm going to witness my sister get beat up,
yeah.
even though it never came, you know?
Right, right. But, I mean, I always thank God that we knew as much about your past as we did from Sharon, but there was a lot of it that she didn't even know. Because you were afraid to tell her. So, like, even that
right.
thing about you guys getting hit all the time.
Right.
And you guys having to decide who gets hit first. I mean, what a
yeah.
mean thing to do to a kid. It's
yeah.
no wonder that it was hard for you.
Yeah.
I totally
yeah.
get why it would be hard for you. I'm just glad that we got to stick together long enough so that you got to realize that you were really ours. You were never going anywhere. Because... I think that's the other thing that, like, parents might not realize is that it's okay for your kids to be angry and to test you. You just have to hang in there.
That's definitely that's a big thing with me, is that, because, you know, it might not take, it took me all the way into my 20s to test you and dad. And
yeah. And actually, when you were younger, you did it, like you said. If Tanya even was spoken to, you would do something to distract the attention and get yourself in trouble. And then
right.
we finally figured that out when we went on that epic car ride.
Right.
And you
right.
guys finally, you know, it was dark and you didn't have to look me in the face, and you finally told me about all of the times that you got hit for really nothing at all. So that
right.
helped me understand. And then after that, you were probably the easiest kid in the world to parent. Until you got to be a teenager and then started trying to figure out who you were and where you belonged.
Right.
And I know that was really hard for you, too.
I think that was the hardest part of my adoption story, is that when I was 19 and I met my biological father behind me and dad's back and
yeah.
disappeared for two years and
yep.
joined up with him, and I felt like...
That was my hardest part, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so sad.
What were your thoughts on that?
When you left?
Yeah.
Well, it was hard because you didn't leave all at once and you didn't leave right away. And Dad and I kept trying to figure out the right thing to do, right? So it took us a long time to know that you weren't, that you had left because you were in school and you told us you were staying at friends' houses all the time, but you really weren't. I mean, you said you were staying at the dorm, but you weren't. You were staying with the gang people, I guess, right?
Right.
And then when we started worrying about you and we knew something was up, remember that day we came to get the car? Because we started to finally realize, I think they're using her, and now that she has a car, why not? And then that day we came to get the car was just so sad and so hard. And then remember Jim said you could come and live with them for a while, but it lasted a day, and then we didn't see you. That was awful.
Right.
It was really sad. I was so happy when you finally called. And it had to have been almost 2 years before you called, or at least a year and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And even though I disappeared, I remember it, you know, being my birthday and holidays, there was always stuff in the house, and I would sneak into the house when no one was home, and it
did
was
you
never.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Really? So you had your own family celebration when you snuck in?
I would sneak into it. Like, it was on my birthday. I snuck into the house, and there was a basket, and it had, like, deodorant and lotion things that, you know, that I needed at the time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And a card that said, a very, very, very warm, warm, loving card that basically said, you know, you're our daughter. You're always going to be our daughter. We love you. You know? And it was, even at that point in time, I knew that the love that you and Dad had for me was different from what my biological father had for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I was trying to find a piece of myself, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to fit in. I was trying to learn about my biological family, and I felt like I had to do it just for myself.
Right.